Joe. It's game day. The Bears go to work in San Francisco tonight. It's where we connect with the coach on the phone. Good morning, Lovey.
Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you getting along?
Doing great. Ready to go.
Yeah, most of us, especially listeners who go back decades with the Bears, know that this team has struggled in San Francisco, going back to that last win in 85. But how's this thing going to go tonight? What's your recipe for victory?
What we normally do, you know, on the offensive side, we've got to be able to establish and run and, you know, hopefully get the pass going off of that. And defensively, you know, hopefully get some takeaways and just want the team to play as hard as they possibly can.
You're on to your backup QB tonight against a highly rated defense. What does Jason Campbell have going for him? What's he being asked to do in order to be successful tonight?
We're going to run our offense the way we would if Jay was able to go. Jason's a good football player. We brought him in for this purpose in case we did need someone to step up, and he'll step in tonight and do a great job.
Even before Jay got hurt, the offense was rated just 28th in total offense. Someone's going to have a big game in order to win this thing, considering the 49ers' strengths. Who can your offensive difference makers be tonight?
Same, 28th, but that's misleading. You know, that same offense has gotten us in position to have the type of season we're having right now. We're going to lean on our running game with Matt Forte and Michael Bush. And, you know, Brandon Marshall is having an outstanding, you know, year. So there will be a lot of guys for Jason to get the ball to.
Do you know which opposing quarterback you'll face?
No, really don't. We just assume that it might be Alex Smith. But we're just preparing for the quarterback position. Whoever shows up, the guys will be ready.
Colin Kaepernick may end up seeing some time anyway. You may end up seeing both quarterbacks anyway. How does that dynamic work?
We expected that, you know, even if Alex can't play, they play Colin also. So, you know, both of them are athletic guys that cause you problems. Either one, it doesn't really matter.
San Fran averages over 170 yards rushing a game. What are the chances they could do that tonight? What are you going to have to do to slow it down?
Frank Gore is a heck of a player. You know, it's about stop and run first with our defense. We play rush defense as well as anyone. We're just going to do what we normally do. Normally it doesn't matter who the opponent is.
What's the message to the guys here on game day? What's going to get them fired up for football tonight?
Well, we've had a lot of success on Monday Night Football. It's one of the best teams in the NFC. For us to have the type of season we plan on having, you need to be able to go on the road and beat a good football team. I mean, that's the message. The guys know how important this game is.
Thanks for taking the time with us this morning, Lovey, and good luck.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.